2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 24. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow." So we boiled my son, and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, "Give thy son, that we may eat him." And she hath hid her son. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes. And he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, "God do so, and more also to me, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat shall stand on him this day." But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "See you how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him. And he said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer?" And carrying on into chapter 7, then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel hath hard against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." We see an extraordinary event here. We see that the Syrians have come against Samaria and the king of Israel, and we see here that because of the Samaria being besieged, there's this terrible, terrible famine, so severe that they're even killing their children to because such is the desperation of the people, and such is the famine that is in the land. And Even the king is in despair. He says, "What can I do?" He's going about in sackcloth and ashes. He has no answer to the people other than God doing some miracle. But there's no great faith coming from him. There's just a sense of despair that comes from him. And then Elisha the prophet comes with this word, and he says that effectively that there's going to be, in a day, there's going to be this plentiful supply of food, and it's going to be so plentiful that you're going to be able to buy it for next to no money. And it seems, how can this be possible? And it relies on these four lepers saying, "What hope have we got? We can't go into the... If we go into the city, that's where the famine is, so we'll die there. If we stay where we are, there's no food there, so we'll die there. So we might as well go into the Syrians' camp. We might as well go into the enemy's camp. Might as well go there and see what happens. And maybe we'll get some food as we go there." And they go there. And all the Syrians, all the armies have left. And because God has caused a noise to come to their ears, and that noise has come into their ears, so they think there's this great army that is attacking them, and they've left. And they've left behind everything. They've left behind all these riches. And these leprous men take of these goods, and they enjoy them, and they hide them, and then they realize we need to go and tell this good message to others. And so there's this picture, and then we see, well, what does that speak to us? And there's a couple of things that I want to draw out from this passage this morning. But the first is this: you see, as Christians, and in a way that Mark almost touched on it a little bit as he was sharing, that the enemy can come in and rob us, and can come in with lies to us, and can come and take away our peace, and can come away take away our joy, and even take away the word of the Lord, and so that there is, as it were, a famine of the word of the Lord in our own hearts. We can be in a place of despair, just like the people here in Samaria were. They were in a place of despair. There was a place of famine. There was a place of dryness. There was a place where they didn't have joy or peace. They had none of those things. There was just they were in just this terrible place. And we can have this place where the enemy comes in and seeks to take all these things from us, and our hearts can be consumed with fear, our hearts can be troubled, and that's what the enemy wants to do, because he knows that he can't, as it were, take us back under his power, as it were, and so that we're lost. But what he can do is so trouble our hearts so that we lose all of these things. And all the good things that God, there was this storehouse, there was all this, the riches of the land, and it all been taken from them. They'd got none of these things. And it can be, in our experience, it can be the same. But what was remarkable is that it took four lepers to go in to that camp, into the enemy's camp, And to bring the prosperity back to the land and to the people of God. There was a despair amongst the people, but there were four people, and they were the weakest. They were, as it were, the lowest. And they went into that camp, and they said, "We're going to go in. We're going to see what there is. They go in, and they see all this display of riches, all this display of bounty, all the good things." And suddenly, they're now
they're feasting at this table. They're feasting at this table that, as it were, that the Lord has prepared for them. He's caused the enemy to flee, and he's now preparing this. He's laid out this incredible table of riches for them. And when we think of this, we're not talking about that this sort of this material prosperity. We're talking here to the believer that we can have all the blessings of God, all the promises of God, all the good things of God, all the peace and the joy and the word of God and all of these things, and the fullness of the Spirit and all of these things. And he says, these are all there. And yes, the enemy may have come in with all sorts of things to condemn you and to take away these things. But he says, but it was the weak ones. They were the ones that went in and saw the victory. It reminds me of a verse from a hymn, and it says this. Then let my soul arise and tread the tempter down. My captain leads me forth to conquest and a crown. The feeblest saint shall win the day, though death and hell obstruct the way. It's the feeblest, even the feeblest saint. And here, these were the feeblest. These were the lepers, the outcast. And they went in, and they went into the enemy's camp. And they went in and they saw and they enjoyed and feasted from that camp. But then they didn't just keep it to themselves. They went and they said, we can't just keep it to ourselves. And you see, when you've had all the, as it were, the blessings of God, and you feel as if they've been robbed from you. You feel as if there's a despair in your experience, and a dryness in your experience, and a despondency, and these things. And then you go in the power of the Lord, and the Lord gives you that victory over the enemy. That sound that caused the Syrians to flee, and they went and they saw that victory, and they saw the hand of the Lord at work. They enjoyed those things. They gathered those things to themselves, and they said, yes, we've now got these things. We've got the good things of God. We've got these things. But they said, we can't keep silent. We've got to go and tell other people of. And so they go back to Samaria. They go back to the land of Israel, and they're telling the people, look, this is what God has done. God has done an amazing thing. And that really is what a testimony is. It's a testimony of what God's done in your life. How God has come and brought that joy and that peace in a particular situation where God has answered, where God has stepped in. And they go and they tell others, and so they can then enjoy it and rejoice in it. And the enemy has been overcome. And the enemy will come in. The enemy will attack the believer. The enemy will come and as it were, storm the defences of our heart. He will come and attack. And he can come in and he can rob and he can seek to take of those things that the Lord has put into our hearts. And to rob us of the blessing. But then we can go back and we can say, no, I'm not going to allow the enemy to rob and to steal and to take of these things. And we have wonderful promises in Scripture. We have those promises that we can remind ourselves and we can stand on in Isaiah 59 and verse 19, it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And there are times where the enemy comes in such a fierce way, and such as it were, storms the defences of our hearts. and robs us of the blessings and robs us of the joy, and we might be unprepared for it, and suddenly we turn round and say, what's the enemy done? How is it that he has spoken such condemnation to my heart and such things to my heart, and it's almost like he stormed the citadel. He stormed the city of our hearts. If you see your heart as like a city, and the enemy comes in and he storms the city of your heart, but then the Lord says, but I'll raise up a standard. I will be your defense. I will be your victory. I will lead you into victory. I will cause you to tread the tempter down. I will be your captain, and I will lead you into victory. And he led those, the Lord stirred up the hearts of those lepers. So they went in and they took back the good things that had been taken from them. They enjoyed the good things, and God had laid out that table. We think of Psalm 23. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You see, the enemy that can come and can afflict us and trouble our hearts and bring fear, and we're wondering, and he's bringing all those thoughts into us that bring unrest. And then the Lord says, but I'm going to prepare a table before you, a table which says, but I will stand firm in joy when the Lord, when the enemy is attacking, when he's bringing words that will trouble my heart, then I will stand firm, and I will feast on the Lord's table. I will feast on the word of the Lord. I will feast on and know the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord, and because he has prepared a table before me, and we have that confidence. And it says that Mark and chapter 3, it speaks of binding the strong man. It speaks of binding the strong man so that his goods can be taken. And we see that actually Christ has already done that work. He did it, first of all, when he overcame the temptations. He did it ultimately at the cross. He bound the strong man. He bound Satan, so that he cannot hold those things that are of the Lord, and so that we can go and find victory, and we can find deliverance, and we can find freedom, and we can be walking in liberty, and we can have all these things. We can have that liberty from all those things that might naturally trouble us, the fear that comes from the enemy, the unbelief, the troubled heart. Those are the things of the enemy. And he says, but I've bound the strong man. Yes, he's strong, but I've bound him. I've bound the enemy so that you don't have to be in that place of defeat and in that place of where your heart is troubled. You can be walking in victory, and he will lead you in that place of victory. And so when you've seen that experience, and when the Lord's led you through, and he said, I'm going to show you that I am your captain, and you go through an experience, and he shows you that he is your captain, and he shows you that victory, then he, when you're in that place, he then says, right, now go and tell others about me as the captain of your soul. Go and tell others how he will lead you into victory, how he will lead you into that place where you're just rejoicing, where you're feasting on this table that is laid before you, where you can have all these where you're just enjoying the good things of the Lord, where you've overcome, and where you've gone in and found the Lord to be your deliverer and your victor and the answer. But then just briefly, I want to draw something else from this passage. You see, those lepers feasted, they were eating, they were drinking, they were hiding these goods, and as we've touched on, it says We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. And they go back, and they announce it to the king's men, and it's passed on, the message is passed on to the king, and you could just imagine the swarms of the people just running to the camp to take of the bounty. And this is true of us. You see, just as we've experienced, we've heard the good tidings, and we know the good tidings. Now, it's so easy just to keep it to ourselves. But he says, this is a day of good tidings. What we've experienced in the Lord, what Christ has done for us in saving us. Now go and tell the good tidings to others. Go and spread it. And they just, they didn't worry about whether they would believe them or not. They weren't worried about what the people's response was. They'd been enjoying all the good things. They'd been eating. They'd been in a place where they're about to die from starvation. Now they were feasting. Now they were eating and drinking. Now they had, as it were, as much raiment, as much clothing as they wanted. They'd had all this silver and gold, all these precious things. They'd got all of this. And they say, this is a day of good tidings. Let's run and tell them. They weren't thinking, well, you know, are they going to... They weren't worried about whether they believed them or not. We've got to tell them so that they can rush to this place and they can find these good tidings. They can enjoy these good tidings. They can enjoy this wonderful day and that they can feast. And so it's the same with us. There are all those people outside who don't know that it's a day of good tidings. They don't know that there's all these blessings, all these good things, all this table spread out of all the riches of God, all the good things of God, all the blessings of God, all the promises of God. They don't know that. And yet, here there's this table laid out. And if they will only turn to the Lord, they will run to it. They will enjoy all that table that is laid out of all the blessings. And when we see it like that, and sometimes that really helps when you're sharing the gospel with people, is sometimes we're so worried about what they'll say and what they'll react. But if we can really just grasp the blessings on this table, the riches of this table, of just the glory and the depth of sins forgiven, of the all the blessings of the Lord, all the good things of the Lord, we're not going to be fearful. We're going to be saying, look at all this. There's this abundance of goodness from the Lord that you can have. And sometimes I think we don't see that, and so we're not sharing it. We're so tentative because we're thinking, well, what am I really offering them? And really, what we're offering them is just this richness of life, of eternal life, of all of that. And to see that's what we're going to the people. Yes, that they might get right with God, but the depth of that and the good and the blessing of that and the glory of it. And so when we go to the people, we have something so rich to share with them. A rich banqueting table, just the abundance of the riches of the Lord. And that's what we're going to tell them, that they might run. And just as we pray that as the people who were knowing a famine, they know a famine of the word of God. Those people outside, they know it's a famine that they are experiencing. And then just as they, when they heard the good tidings, they run and they enjoy all the benefits, and may they also do the same, and they'll run to receive and to enjoy all the good things of the Lord. Amen.
Life of overcoming, life of ceaseless praise, but be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days.